Blog Talk Radio.
People that had different political beliefs than he had.
his speeches sound somewhat like those of Hitler. And we know why he wants to see Fred Hampton put in jail. Why do I have a lot of arrests? Because of harassment. Why is that harassment? Because the people that harassed me have set up a problem that made me disagree with them violently, and they set up this problem in order to exploit me and other people like me. And why they want to get rid of me? Because I'm saying something that might wake up some other exploited people and some other oppressed people, and if all these people ever get together, then these pigs that are exploiting us, we'll be able to run them into the lake. That's why they want to get rid of us. And it's just, it's sort of like a primary thing with me. I'm the first move that they'll make. I'm a part of an organization. It'll be the first organization they'll move on, because I happen to be a part of an organization, the Black Panther Party, that is the only organization, in fact, that has came out and stood up loud and clear and said that we don't care what anybody says, whether they have guns or not, and badges or 18 uniforms, if whenever they step outside the bounds of legality into the bounds of illegality, then we'll blow their brains out if they're bothering the people.
Right.
And what makes them mad about that? They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of poor people of all descent. They had them caught up in movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight with socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of us people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, there's only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back, because this is lower, this is upper. This is the oppressed, this is the oppressor. This is the exploited, this is the exploiter. And these people in this class have divided themselves. They say, I'm black and I hate white people. I'm white and I hate black people. I'm Latin American and I hate hillbillies. I'm hillbillies and I hate Indians. So we're fighting amongst each other. And you've heard the testimony of pigs here. You got pigs of all colors, you know that. You got pigs that are white, you got pigs that are black, you even got pigs that are black and white. Propagating the same type of madness that this buffoon Hanrahan would be propagating if he were here himself. And why? Because they want to keep you to believing that I'm your enemy, and that everybody else that's black and that wears a lot of hair on his head and hair on his face, they want to keep you thinking that he's your enemy. Why? Because if ever you would disregard him and overlook him just for a minute and throw away that question of racism and started to deal with a little logic, then there would be no one else you could attack other than Hanrahan, other than Daley, and other than Tricky Dickie Nixon. If you make the right decision, then the oppressed people of the world will get complete satisfaction. I know you return a verdict of not guilty. Thank you.
Peace. Welcome to another edition of the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Higgins. Today is Thursday, 17th, 22. And within these next 2 hours, we've got quite a bit to fit in. Hopefully, you'll be anxious to join us in our conversation as we discuss the rise in violence in our community amongst ourselves and from the ones charged with serving and protecting the community, as well as current events around the world that have a direct and indirect effect on us and our community. And what I mean by that is everything that's going on with all the chaos going on across or overseas is having a direct effect on all of us. The ripple effect that I've been discussing on these airwaves for quite a while is now coming to fruition And I want to discuss that tonight. If you'd like to join us in our conversation, the number to call is 914-205-5538. That's area code 914-205-5538. If you'd like to join in a conversation, if you would like to join us in our party in all of our efforts, reach us at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Just leave contact information, such as your name and your phone number, and someone will reach out to you expediently, I assure you. Again, that's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Again, leave your contact information and someone will get back to you, I promise you. All are welcome to join us in our efforts to highlight justice and equality and to leave ourselves to our own determination, which is a premise of this particular program. Again, to reach out to us, if you have anything to say, you want to say whatever you want to say, whatever you like to contribute, the number to reach us is 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. Whatever you want to say, just understand and recognize that we observe the Roberts Rule of Order here in the apartment zone, which simply means that once you're done with your contribution, whatever you have to say, whether it be a rant, a rave, a question, a diatribe, whatever it is you have to say, when you're done, just simply yield your time. Simply state, I yield my time. That's in recognition of the Roberts Rule of Order, and also as to allow fluid dialogue and to open up a retort from the other guest callers as a measure of respect and kindness to everyone that wants to contribute. Again, the number is 914-205-5538. Just press 1. You'll be entered into the host queue. And I will open up your mic, and you can say whatever you would like here in the Empowerment Zone. Again, all are welcome to join us in our conversation tonight. There's quite a bit that we have on the table tonight that we want to fit in these next 2 hours. And in particular, I want to have a moment of silence for all the victims of injustice over the past week that we've lost, all the victims of heinous injustice around the world. You please join me in a moment of silence for all the victims that we've lost in senseless violence around the world and here at home as well. Rest in peace, again, to all the victims lost to this senseless chaos going on around the world. Tonight in the Empowerment Zone, we're addressing something that we've addressed in the past on these airwaves. And what we're going to focus on tonight in particular is the rise in violence in our community amongst ourselves, as well as the tabloid cases that have been highlighted from the ones that are charged with serving and protecting us. And again, we've discussed these issues on these airways before. However, it seems that you would hope that we were peaking the thought that we were at some measure extended away from these issues because they haven't been in the mainstream media per se because of everything else that's going on around the world, particularly in the Ukraine and Europe. So these issues that are still going on, that are happening right under our noses, right around the corner, as well as in our community on the home front, have not been highlighted. So tonight we're going to discuss this because it needs to be. And there's some things that have happened in the halls of Congress that I'm probably not aware of. And I hope that we can shed some light on this particular issue, as well as the other topics that I have in line. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Higgins, and again, we're discussing the rise in violence in our community amongst ourselves, as well as from the ones charged with serving and protecting the community. And we're also discussing events around the world that are having a direct effect, a ripple effect, if you will, on everyone around the world. The majority of people in the free world, what's going on is affecting us. So in this first segment, and I'm going to split this into three segments tonight. Not sure when I'll be back. Again, I'm glad to be back to discuss these issues that I think are relative and very pertinent to our existence that directly affect our community. So I feel that this is rather important. And I hope that you all will join me in this discussion. One of the topics that I wanted to highlight tonight is the new anti-lynching law or anti-lynching law that's included in the safety bill is what they're calling it in the halls of Congress. My thing is, I'm hoping that I can be heard with this because I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but the fact that it's 2022 and this particular administration is now passing a semblance of what can only be described as the exact opposite of Jim Crow, was something that should have been a no-brainer 500 years ago. But it took until the year 2022 for Washington to say lynching is a crime. We now have an anti-lynching law or laws under the books or the guise, rather, of hate crime, the safety bill that they call it now. So now lynching is a federal crime. And as we discussed on these airways just a few weeks ago, there was an introduction into the Missouri State House legislature, a lynching bill. And this lynching bill in the state of Missouri had some particular how can I say legally had some had some real particular provisions in the lynching law that was introduced to the Missouri State House. Some of these provisions were regarding criminals that have been convicted. Some of these provisions entailed the three strikes laws that were enacted by virtue of current President Joe Biden at the time with the crime bill in 1994. Some of these provisions include only people of color, particularly black men, that have been convicted of crimes. And so the state of Missouri feels that they are justified, or maybe they're just trying to save money, or maybe they're just trying to bring back Jim Crow. Because, again, some of these provisions in this bill that was in this lynching bill that was introduced in the state of Missouri had some real peculiar, again, some of these provisions were very peculiar as to pertaining to this black man in particular. And remember, this is the state of Missouri. I'm just using that particular state as an example. Even though the Fed has now passed this anti-lynching law with so many, with various provisions, and yet there's one state that's defying federal law. And it's kind of like the cannabis thing. And I, you know, I'm a king of comparisons. I love to make comparisons when it comes to hypocrisy, because how can you have all these provisions for capital punishment under federal law, and yet you can introduce you can introduce a lynching bill for your particular state, and yet advocate and have legal marijuana growers, but to the federal government, it's illegal. Again, lesson in hypocrisy and double standard. And again, I'm using the state of Missouri as an example, and I'm using cannabis laws, the new cannabis laws, as an example and a comparison. So many new laws concerning black people. And you know, there's another issue that I want to discuss tonight in regards to the hypocrisy in law enforcement and introducing new laws and how laws are carried and how the state carries out these new laws. Making comparisons and how it's all political. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network, and the premises of this show are financial responsibility and empowerment and building the community, activism, proactiveness, and preparedness, with an emphasis on preparedness. And all the information that that we share on this show at this particular time. And in the past, over the last couple of years, we've been sharing information that's pertinent, that's based on the premises of this show. And the purpose of this show is rooted in the people. Again, the purpose of this show is rooted in the people. And I'm devoted and committed and dedicated to this because I'm about that life. And nobody deserves to suffer at the hands of greedy evil. Not going to put all kinds of labels on it. Right and wrong is what we're talking about. So with that said, right and wrong and these new anti-lynching laws and the state of Missouri's trying to be on their own shit and execute people. Again, I don't know if they're trying to save money, you know, if they're trying to save money on gas chamber or pine oil or whatever. You know, if lynching niggas is a money saver, then, and if that's what they're indeed doing, again, it's all about the money. But I just find it really, really odd that one state is vehemently defying the federal government after the Fed has instituted anti-lynching laws. The state of Missouri still wants to lynch niggas. Lynching, not gas chamber, not firing squad, not the electric chair, lynching. And it took 500 years? Or what? How long has America been a sovereign nation? Since 1776, it's taken that long to pass a fucking law to make it a bad thing to lynch people? Are you kidding me? 2022 took this long. That's my point. So that's what's on the table tonight. And I got questions because I want to know, again, I want to know why it took so long. Another question I have that I think is relevant is the fact that you got the Fed, speaking of the Fed in all of their glory in coming to our rescue, as well as other people, they got all this money for this funding this war machine to help these people over there, but they got no money for reparations. They got no money. Again, it took them this long to pass an anti-lynching law. And they have even to institute a hate crime bill. But they got all this money for this war machine to help other people fight some opposers, some aggressors. No money. Yet we got to beg and have bake sales for our schools. Teachers got to come out of pocket. Cops got to buy their own Kevlar. Got to buy their own vest. Firefighters. I hope you hear what I'm saying, because the point is all this money for this war machine, and yet we've got millions of people on the street. We got our own American children suffering on the street. But we're more concerned about what's going on over there. My question is, when is it going to be time for the people? Not them people. Because I guarantee you, before all this shit started, they didn't give a fuck about America. But now they want America's assistance. But I digress. Question is, you got all this money for them. Where's ours? So you're going to pacify us by passing an anti-lynching law? And yet you mock us and tell us that it's a state's right to advocate capital punishment by virtue of hanging. It's their right because the state, as according to the Supreme Court, the state is an entity. The state is a human. The state is a body. So they have that right. And denying the state that right, those rights, is unconstitutional. That's what you're telling me. I don't profess to knowing the law, but I know that. I'm not a lawyer by any standard. I got a GED. But I know that. I know that the Supreme Court said corporations and states have rights as a human, as a living entity. So the state of Missouri has the right to introduce, to advocate hanging, lynching as capital punishment. Again, the question is, are they trying to save money on pine oil or gas pellets or bullets or firing squad or what are they trying to do? What is this? Why are they so bent on lynching as capital punishment per the state? The electric chair ain't good enough for a nigga? What, watching niggas burn ain't good enough? You just got to see a nigga dance dangling from a rope. And that's going to bring justice to whomever that person that you're hanging victims are or is, that's going to bring justice by watching someone dangle from a rope. That's justice. Why does it take that? Why does it take a lynching to satisfy justice? When a firing squad in the state of Utah or by military standards is good enough. Gas chamber is good enough in some states. It's not good enough in Missouri. You still want to lynch people. As if that's what? More justice? I got questions. I just don't understand. What does lynching do? How does lynching satisfy or equivocate justice compared to a firing squad, a gas chamber, an electric chair? What's the difference? What's greater or lesser is my question. Again, number to reach out to us is 914-205-5538. That's 914. We're discussing that. And, yes, I'm making comparisons. Another question is, why do states have to go to such extremes to convict or to vilify and convict agents of change, against their wicked system, go to such extremes? Again, firing squad, Lexi Cherry ain't good enough no more. We back in lynching niggas. Apparently. But why are states really, why are these well-paid public servants introducing lynching bills? That's one question. Well, that's my second question. Next question is, and I know this has been tabloid news, but I want to piggyback on it because I got a question. In all this chaos about Ukrainians and everybody's donating money, you got donors from here to Australia trying to help out the Ukrainians. But they got a black woman locked up in Moscow for CBD oil cartridges that her people say were planted on her when she was trying to leave at the airport. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying this is what the people that are more involved in this particular case are saying, that there's no way that she would have packed her bags when she's trying to leave the country to go home on holiday or vacation after a two-week break, during a two-week break. There's no way. Her people are saying there's no way she would have even had possession of a vape with CBD oil, let alone pack it in her luggage in Russia? Come on. So Ms. Brittany Griner is the victim of a political monopoly. American basketball star who's for all intents and purposes, an international star. She just happens to be 6'10" and black and really good at basketball. And she's locked up in a Russian prison for CBD oil, what's legal in most states. But in Russia, it's 10 years in the gulag, as they call it, penitentiary, Russian penitentiary. They call it the gulag or the huskow or whatever. And now they're saying that her release is pending at the earliest, the middle of May, they're saying. Again, her people are saying there's no way that she would have even had possession of a vape pen. She's a world-class athlete. She don't smoke, let alone smoke CBD weed. And for that matter, she's not dumb enough to pack the shit in the luggage when she's trying to leave the fucking country. Who does that? Nobody does that. This woman's not dumb. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. It's not a theory when the shit is true, goddammit. They planted that shit in her luggage. and now she's a political pawn. So, again, the example of the hypocrisy. And like my man, my brother Melvin always talked about how we use political pawns. And again, at the earliest, depending on, I don't know who's got to get their palm greased, but pending further investigation, at the earliest she'll be released and allowed to go back home, or at least go back to her team, because it was just the All-Star break in the league that she played in over in Russia. In the league that she's contracted to in Russia, they were on like a two-week break, like an All-Star break. So she was going to go home. And she gets to the airport, and she's detained. Much like it's happened to several other people, several celebrities. I can think of two celebrities right now that I know that's happened to, coming from a European airport and being detained. I've been overseas. I've been at the whims of customs. They don't fuck around. They do not fuck around. You don't play with them people. You don't joke. You don't say Asia when you're in America. You just don't do that. You don't fuck around, because they will hit your ass up. And next thing you know, you're growing a beard because you've been there that long in detainment. So don't fuck around. Can't imagine Brittany Griner, who's not new to this game. She ain't new. This ain't the first season that she's played over there. She's played over there for several years. So why would she choose now to violate what she knows is a potential penitentiary bid? So that system was set up. And again, I'm speaking of Brittany Griner, basketball superstar. They got her hemmed up in this what's called the Khimki Court in Moscow, or the Moscow region, you know, on the outskirts of metropolitan Moscow area. But they got real fucked up laws, man. You can't buy that. You see what they're doing to the protesters? Off the bat, they're saying if you protesting, you get 15 years just for holding up a fucking sign disagreeing with the government. So the fact that Brittany Griner is potentially going to spend 10 years in the gulag if she's not, you know, released. But they talk about making this girl do 10 years. Making this woman, I'm sorry, no disrespect, making this woman do 10 years for CBD oil. Political pawns. Not the first athlete to be used as a political pawn. Not the first American to be used as a political pawn. And definitely one of the few, but not the first, Black American to be used as a political pawn. I can think of one in which Jesse Jackson went over to Iran and got the Black Navy pilot released in Tehran back in 1980. I remember that. That was a real thing. A Black hostage got released by virtue of Jesse Jackson. Maybe they got to send Jesse over there now. I don't know who they're going to send. I have no idea, but I just certainly hope that Miss Brittany Griner gets released ASAP, because it's some bullshit. And again, using athletes and Black Americans as political pawns, not a good history. And again, it just goes to show you how the state goes, whatever state, whether it be in the U.S. or fucking Moscow, the state goes to extremes to vilify agents of change against their wickedness. Anytime you stand up against them, they don't step on you. And with that said, you've been listening to the Empowerment Zone on the 10th Party Radio Network. Number to reach out to us is 914-205-5538. Just press 1. You'll be entered into the host queue. All are welcome to join us in our discussion tonight, and I hope that you will continue to patronize us here on the 10th Party Radio Network, and hopefully, any contribution is a great contribution. Because as Brother Melvin says, we all need each other. We need each other. We cannot make any kind of moves until we come together and address, come together and fight, for God's sake. Don't stop fighting. Again, this just baffles my mind. Black people are used as pawns. Even in this utter chaos, you got people leaving their homelands to go help fight over there in the Ukraine. I don't see no black folks doing that shit. Sorry. Just don't see it. We had this discussion before. I just don't see many people. I'm seeing one American dude was working at a damn Taco Bell drive-thru last week. Now he's over in the Ukraine getting trained by Navy SEALs and U.S. Army Rangers. And he was working at a damn Taco Bell drive-thru last week. But he had the gumption, if you will, or the intestinal fortitude to say, man, this shit ain't right. We're going to see what I can do. I got a little experience. I got a little ROTC training. But again, this dude was working at goddamn Taco Bell last week in a fucking drive-thru. Now he's over in the Ukraine shooting at Russians. Be the change, as we talk about here in the Empowerment Zone. Don't just sit back and wait for some shit to happen. Make something happen. You'd be amazed at the impact. One action that you think is minute or insignificant can have a ripple effect. One action, doing something, helping somebody to some measure, it'll have a ripple effect. As we talk about on these airwaves all the time, when I say ripple effects, I mean that. Having an impact, I mean that. And what I mean by it, when I say impact, ripple effect, I always refer to the number 381. That's how many days it took to literally cripple the Montgomery, Alabama bus system. Because they boycotted. They didn't spend no money with them anymore. And that boycott created other businesses. It created daycare. It created carpools. It created livery services. It created jobs. And it took the money out of the pocket of the oppressors. And that's how you hurt them. Keep your money. Typically on this show, when the show happens on Tuesdays, it's Blackout Tuesday, as we're all well familiar with. And that simply means spend your money in the community with your people. Don't spend your money with them. Spend the money with the minority, with the people that are struggling ever so hard to make ends meet, to keep a business afloat. That's taken a loss and started all over again, had to restart doing something else entirely. They may have started off as a candle place, and now they're making, and now they're doing something else entirely, vitamins or something. That's really what is happening. And we need to support these people to build the community. That's how it happens. Spend your money with them. Again, I know you got to pay the man. I know you got, because we don't own no insurance shit. We don't own too many banks. We certainly don't own any energy corporations, gas and electric. So I know you got to pay all that shit. I get it. But when you don't, when you're buying other tangible items, spend the money with the people that look like you, that have your best interest at hand, that ain't just trying to suck you dry. Spend your hard-earned money with them. You've been listening to The Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. We're almost halfway through. And, again, number to reach us is 914-205-5538. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to continue to discuss the topics that I have on the table, as well as something that's going on relatively close to me in my own backyard that I have an issue with. And I want to really emphasize how the ones charged with serving and protecting us are just as guilty as the ones our own kind killing each other, killing us and our children. Again, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. The number to reach us is 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue to discuss these issues and much more on the Panther Party Radio Network. We'll be right back.
It's unfortunate that we even have to say Black Lives Matter. I mean, if you go through history, nobody ever gave a fuck. I mean, you can kill black people in the street. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to prison. But when I say Black Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, that's like if I was to say gay lives matter and you say all lives matter. If I said women's lives matter and you say all lives matter, you're diluting what I'm saying. You're diluting the issue. The issue isn't about everybody. It's about black lives at the moment. But the truth of the matter is they don't really give a fuck about anybody if you break the shit all the way down to the low fucking dirty ass truth.
We say that black lives matter. What truthfully they really never have. No one ever really gave a fuck. Just read your books and history books. But honestly, it ain't just black. It's yellow, it's brown, it's red. It's anyone who ain't got cash. Poor whites that they call trash. They can't fuck with us. What we realize we're all on the same side. They can't split us up and let them prosper off the divide. We realize
driving their cars in their neighborhoods because they know they got lawyers. They know they'll sue their ass. They can tell who the fuck with. Unfortunately, black or brown skin is always meant for. They profiling you, kid. They know you can't fight back, but we about to.
Investigators say they are reviewing body camera and dash cam video of Tuesday's shooting. Police say that Keith Lamont Scott did have a gun in his hand when an officer shot him. A new picture of the scene shows something at Scott's feet. A source tells our Charlotte affiliate it may be a gun, but people in the neighborhood say that the father of four was holding a book instead.
Officer Vincent was in plain clothes when the shooting happened, and he was not wearing a body-worn camera, but we are told that three other officers were there. The department is under increasing pressure to release police videos from the shooting, but the police chief said he will not do that right now because of the investigation.
Don't fall for the bait and switch! Racism is real, but not here! They fuck whoever can't fight back! But now we gotta change all that! The people have had enough! Right now it's them against us! This shit is ugly to the core! When it comes to the poor, no lives matter! This shit is ugly to the core! When it comes to the poor, no lives matter! This shit is ugly to the core! When it comes to the poor, no lives matter!
Brother, you will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Thank you. brother. There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and tears here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
My relationship with my folks is give and take, and I done took so Focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sow get devoured by the same locust. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now my voice they cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning trying to frighten flames dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you foster dreaded melanin, silicone, and collagen injected. Dissecting my pride, who the one gon' get it started? We be the lion hearted, without infanticide. It's like that red sprite, you can't imagine, unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on loopholes, getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel, picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers, you a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tell between your legs, throw the mane on your head, say the story. As you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen, just by rapping. Libertad, libertad, libertad.
this dictator. POTUS my tail, astrobator, prime time primo, rhyme time crime, like no other in this lifetime. White House killer, dead in lifelines, broke this joke out, or die trying. Unprecedented, demented, mini presidented, Nazi Gestapo, dictator defendant. It's not what you think, it's what you follow. Run for them jewels, drink from that bottle. Another 4 years, gonna gut your hollow. Gun it out, dried up, broken, can't borrow.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me.
Mister, I am the law, and you are not. In fact, I'm God. I got a lot, Mr. These United Breaks, take over, come over. Orange hair, fear the comb over. Here's another scare, keep them hands in the air. Better not breathe, you dare not dare. Don't say nothing, don't think nothing. Make America great again, the middle just love it. When he wanna talk, walk y'all straight to them ovens. Human beings of color, yeah, we be suffering.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. Shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me.
Not some USFL, not a fucking game, I did not mention his name. Operation 45, yeah, it's the same thing. Sounds like Berlin burning, same thing. History's a mystery, if y'all ain't learning. In this clown show, for real estate bozo. Nazi cult 45, Gestapo.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. Shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me.
Just 100 years after Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation that freed the slaves, 200,000 people converge on the nation's capital to rally for civil rights. They come by train, they come by bus and by air. They come from the north, the south, the east and west. They come united in one cause, to urge Congress to pass a civil rights bill to end forever the blight of racial inequity. By 11:30, there are more than 200,000 thronging the mall, a crowd that is bigger than the most optimistic forecasts. Now there's a growing animation. It seems as if the demonstrators were finding strength in each other, had discovered their cause was a bond. Arrests in Washington were below normal. Police attribute this to the fact that for the first time in 30 years, you couldn't even buy a beer in Washington. The civil rights marchers needed no stimulants like that. They provided their own with songs that ranged from the sacred to the hillbilly, but with the one recurring theme, the cause of 20 million Negroes. Washington, D.C., 1963. Democracy speaks in a mighty voice.
Yo, check this out, man. We rolling this way. That march in 1963, that was a bit of nonsense. We ain't rolling like that no more. Matter of fact, the young black America, we rolling up with seminars, press conferences, and straight-up rallies. Am I right? We're going to get what we got to get. Coming to us. Word up. We ain't going out like that 63 nonsense.
Playback.
Nine and number function drummer. Music hit your heart, cause I know you got a soul.
Hey,
listen if you're missing, y'all. Swing it while I'm singing.
Hey,
give it what you're getting. Know what I'm knowing while the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey,
our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the power of that beat. Fight the power.
Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. Thank you for joining us tonight. Really appreciate all your listenership. Everyone listening around the world that's in North America as well as in the UK and in the continent of Africa, we really appreciate all your contributions, your donorship, and everything that you do to contribute as revolutionary for the Panther Party Radio Network. Again, it's greatly appreciated. Tonight, we've been discussing the rise of violence in the community, in our community, as well as the rise in violence from the ones charged with serving and protecting those of us in the community, as well as the current events going on around the world that really have a direct, some say indirect, effect on us and our community. And I mean our community, I mean us, in particular the people. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network, and please understand and trust that this show, this show's purpose is rooted in the people, and we have the utmost interest in serving the people and giving back examples, giving back whatever time you have at any time is a good time to help someone. Be kind to somebody in need. Doesn't matter what time. It doesn't matter who. Doesn't matter where. You see someone in need, just help them out. I know it's hard. We've seen so many examples of people being hurt and even killed in the light, in the guise of helping someone. Please don't let that be a deterrent. If that were the case, if everybody was afraid to help because of something that happened before, something tragic that happened before, then no one would get any help. The time when we need to help each other. We need each other, as Brother Melvin always said. We need each other. So then there's no other time than right now to help someone that's in desperation, that's in desperate need of some kind of assistance, whether it be a bottle of water, a bag of French fries, a blanket, a phone number, a dollar or two, something that could help somebody just get along, you know, to take that next step. You won't believe what a little action can do. Again, we're trying to create something. We're trying to create, if nothing else, a ripple effect of goodness and kindness that's gonna warm the heart, that's gonna help, that's gonna perpetuate something good, that's gonna propel something good. And it makes you feel good to help somebody. Again, the purpose of the Empowerment Zone is rooted in the people. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help people. We need help. We all need help. And for no other reason, got to help each other so we can unite, so we can come together to fight against what's got us so divided. Come together to fight what's against us. Tonight we've been discussing the new anti-lynching laws. We've also been discussing the basketball star, Brittany Griner, who's locked up in Moscow in a Russian jail right now for some CBD oil. We've also been discussing how the state goes to extremes to vilify agents of change, revolutionaries, people are trying to make a difference, and how the state goes to extremes to convict these agents of change against the wickedness of this system. And we're also going to continue to discuss something that's near and personal to me, a local issue, and it all coincides with we've been discussing about what we're hoping to continue to discuss about the ones charged to serve and protect us, yet there's a sharp increase in police shootings. This issue has been discussed on these airwaves on numerous occasions on the various shows. This issue will continue to be discussed and to be ever a part of the subject matter and, again, the premise of one of the premises of this show, which is justice, excuse me, and what we all achieve, what we're all striving and aspiring for, right? Justice and equality. So this particular story comes from Chicago, USA, my beloved city, beautiful Chicago, and pretty high profile considering that the state's attorney is a black woman. We discussed on this show previously. And the application of her job and what she's charged with, she has been a lightning rod of controversy over the last few years, stemming from the Laquan McDonald murder by the killer pig, Jason Van Dyke, and I hate to say his name on these airways, she was the state's attorney then. She was also presiding over as a representative of the state of Illinois, a case which a high school boy was murdered just yards from his school by some adults. It's the same person that's been presiding and representing the state in another case where people were, a shootout happened in broad daylight, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, in the middle of the week, and this state's attorney refused, and there's video evidence. People were brought in, the shooters were brought in for questioning, but never charged or arrested for anything because the state's attorney refused to pursue charges. So the reason why we're discussing this tonight, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, I just want to again, focus on the subject matter tonight, which is, again, the people in charge of serving and protecting us are, simply put, are the ones that are perpetuating this continued violence and perpetuating this wicked system. And have been completely complicit in the application of these fucked up laws and the application of these of law enforcement. One particular case, and I'm not making any judgments and just asking you to use common sense. And I'm going to give a description of this one particular case that happened last year. where a 13-year-old possessed handgun was being chased by Chicago police. This particular 13-year-old was in video seen running with a handgun from the police. Again, via video, this is evidence in a public record. I'm not making this up. But the video evidence shows this young man, this 13-year-old, running from the police with a... We don't particularly see the gun in his hand until the very last moments of the video, which is when the officer chasing this 13-year-old boy fired and fatally shooting this 13-year-old boy who, in the video, in the very last moments of the video, can be seen raising the gun as to fire. In previous video from another camera prior to the officer firing the fatal shot, there's a video that shows gunfire or tracers and gunfire just a couple of minutes prior to this teenage boy losing his life in the hands of the CPD officer. There was video of this, of a shooting, which I guess 911 was called, or perhaps the police officers heard the shots. I think that's what it was. They heard the shots and went into pursuit. There was another assailant involved, which was an adult, a 22-year-old. And the point is, the police shot and killed this 13-year-old, and in spite of much public outcry, the police officers involved in the shooting not charged. The police officers not been charged, and the state's attorney for the county, the officers in each case gave chase to an armed suspect, may have violated the suspect's civil rights. Can't see how. But they also said that the officers may have violated the public, may have violated the department's chase policy, but the evidence did not support filing of criminal charges against these officers, because in the chase, the suspect or assailant stopped, turned, and pointed the gun towards the officer. And this can be clearly seen in the video. This is kind of a double-edged sword, and I really wanted to, again, I'm hoping that someone can answer this for me. Another case of police not being charged with any kind of malicious, with any kind of charge whatsoever, whether it be a civil rights violation or, for that matter, negligence, if anything, which in the case of a police officer, negligence is somewhat of a misdemeanor, I guess, in the course of performing your duty, your sworn duty. But this particular case is really clear because it's not so open and shut just because there's video. Please excuse me. Just because there's video, it's not such an open and shut case. However, the state's attorney seems to have, again, been influenced by whomever and not brought on charges. I have a feeling that the police union is so strong that they will not tolerate any charges being put up on an officer that as they claim is a victim. Because once you're a shooter, you kill somebody, you're a victim, and you traumatized, you got PTSD, and you get paid leave and all that shit, and you come back, and you got to get therapy and go to all kinds of classes because you've been through this shit. That's what the union is there for, to stand up and support the shooter, the officer. Whose responsibility, who's standing up for the victim that was killed, that can't speak for themselves, that can't stand for themselves, that can't tell their side of the story. We get so much protection and made aware of everybody's rights. And everybody wants to be a victim. Everybody wants to claim that they're a victim when they're truly the perpetrators of this madness. And then, again, we're painfully made aware of your rights. But your rights can be violated. But how dare you even question the rights of the shooter? Again, it's a double-edged sword and can't be ignored. So this is a really stifling case. And bottom line is, these police officers, no matter what the situation is, and the outcome is that they will never do any time, and they get to keep their jobs, and two people are dead. And again, cops get a pass. Again, another example of how the state goes to extremes to vilify victims and agents of change. Now, I'm not throwing up pom-poms for this 13-year-old boy that pointed a gun at a cop. I'm not doing that. Lord knows how tough it is to be a cop in my beloved city. But nobody made you sign up for this. You signed up for this. You volunteered for this. You took an oath. And for you to violate that oath, and you think that that oath gives you the right to violate anyone's civil rights by any means, you got the game fucked up, but you get a pass because you got a strong union behind you. And there's something to be said about accountability. And we look to these people that are sworn to serve and protect, that swore an oath to serve and protect the community. Most of them don't even live in the community that they serve in. Which in Chicago, it's a requirement, but they get away with the shit. You can have a beat on the south side and live on the north side, but you have to be an actual resident of the city proper. But I digress. Nobody has the right just because they take an oath, especially when they take an oath to serve and protect the public. It does not give you autonomy to be judge, jury, and executioner. Does not give you the authority to act in extrajudicial status, jury, and executioner. Doesn't give you that right. With that said, you've been listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. Really tried to fit in as much as I could. In the 2 hours. And before I put a bow on this, I want to give a shout out to all my drivers, all my servers, everyone that's been listening online. Excuse me, please. Everyone that's been listening online from North America to the UK to the continent of Africa and all points in between. Thank you ever so much for calling in. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for all your contributions. And again, please be careful. All my drivers and all my servers out there, whether you drive an Uber, whether you drive a big rig. I know Jay out there in LA. I know you out there on the road, bro. Please be careful, man. You know the rules. Keep your eyes and ears peeled at all times and understand and recognize. Please understand and recognize that you are a target and you are, we cannot afford to lose you and everything that you bring to the table. Thank you for your service. I know you're dealing with people that aren't kind to you here in the Empowerment Zone. We have you in mind, and please be careful. Be vigilant. When you get off your shift, you're out there in the parking lot, be careful. And let somebody know where you are, where you at, where you going. Let somebody know your comings and goings so they know when to expect you home. Because everybody deserves to get home safely. Thank you ever so much for listening to the Empowerment Zone tonight. I hope I've made an impact, somewhat at least been thought-provoking with the subject matter tonight, with the anti-lynching laws and the cop shootings and the and American basketball superstar Brittany Griner being locked up. We have her in our prayers, our thoughts and prayers, as well as her wife, family. Again, boycott, number 381, so very important. We cannot neglect the fact that a boycott is the best and most productive way to impact the economy, to impact the purses, coffers, if you will, of these wealthy motherfuckers that do not give a fuck about us and only want to suck us dry, suck you and me dry for everything because they want us to consume. Don't be such a consumer. If you're going to consume, consume from your own. Support your own. Black businesses, minority businesses, they need your support. We need your support. If for just one day of the week, make it be Tuesday. Let it be Tuesday. Blackout Tuesday. Mark it on your calendar. Tuesday. We only going to shop with black folks. We only going to shop with our kind. And it will make such an impact. Just imagine if everybody that listens to this show did that on Tuesday. And the ripple effect from just a few people. Think about that. Please. And understand that, again, the Empowerment Zone purpose is rooted in the people. And all power to the people. We're going to fight. We're going to keep fighting. Get equality and justice. Or some measure of respect. Instead of a mass killing. Thoughts and prayers go out to everyone involved in what's going on over there in the Ukraine. Peace to everyone involved. Again, our thoughts and prayers go out. Here in the Empowerment Zone, our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone involved. And hopefully this will all stop soon, but I don't see any end in sight with this mess, with this absolute chaos. And we just hope that this will stop soon, because again, this whole mess in the Ukraine has created had such an impact on the world, globally, and had such a direct impact on us, because I swear to God, gas prices and the pandemic pricing and the price gouging and all this money, $150 for a rack of lamb, or these prices are ridiculous, and it's all predicated on what's been going on in the last 3 weeks. With that said, we hope that it ends soon. All power to the people. We had to come together, y'all. Bring this power together. We can cripple this shit. We just keep fighting and come together. With that said, thanks again for listening to the Empowerment Zone. I'm your host, Mark Higgins. We'll be back next week with another installment. And hopefully you'll join us in our conversation. Once again, all power to the people. You've been listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. Peace and love and respect. Take care of each other, y'all. We need each other. Take care of each other. I'm out.
time to hit the deck, let the man of the hour commit the soul power. But once I got to say, shut him down on a regular, cause him out to area, in your area. Kicking it for my man Chuck D, J-D-E on the remix, hun, hold the flick, so check it. Before I step down when I'm in your town, you know I got to shut him down.